You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering regulations on AI images, but the federal government could get in the way, Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Sharing AI-generated deepfake images could soon be a felony in Wisconsin. The state Senate approved a measure in a unanimous vote last week. The senator who authored the bill says the law is needed to keep up with technology and to protect people from harassment and intimidation. The bill now moves to the Assembly for further debate.
Meanwhile, Congress is considering a bill that includes many initiatives from the Trump administration, including cuts to Medicare and tax cuts. Also included in that bill is a provision added by the Republicans that would ban states from attempting to regulate AI for 10 years. More than 100 organizations have signed onto a letter to Congress saying not allowing states to implement and enforce their own laws on AI could cause harm. President Donald Trump has already rolled back some AI rules put in place by former President Joe Biden. Law enforcement in Neillsville is warning that local businesses should inspect U.S. currency carefully, especially $100 bills. Fake bills have been discovered in circulation. At a quick glance, they may look real, but if you examine them, you will clearly see the phrase, "for motion picture use only." It appears across the top on the front of the bill and at the bottom on the back side. Possession of these bills is not illegal, however, attempting to use them as real money is a crime. Be sure to double-check all large bills before accepting them. If you find a fake, hold on to it or call the local police and they will come and collect it. The Nakusa VFW will be hosting Memorial Day services at the Port Edward Cemetery. The service will begin at 10 a.m. on Monday and music will be provided by the Port Edwards High School Band. More tornadoes were found as NWS continues to survey damage across the state after last Thursday's severe weather. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39, but surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island Estate Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU.
The staff at Jackson County Parks and Trails is warning ATV and UTV drivers to be careful when driving on roads in towns between the trails. They've received reports that town roads are being damaged. If this continues to happen, ATV and UTV drivers could lose access to being allowed on these roads. They are important connector paths to get from trail to trail. Jackson County staff ask that drivers operate with respect on any town roads. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched 5 scoreless innings. That's Henderson's 3rd win in a row. In his first 3 starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every 6th day or 5th day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and it's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon.
afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In projects related to Jeremy Allen White news, the fourth season of The Bear just got its season 4 release date, and 10 new episodes will drop this summer. The show's won a combined 10 Emmy Awards in its first two seasons. Although the third season was not as critically acclaimed as the first two, it is expected to bring multiple nominations. The new season will drop June 25th on FX and also air on Hulu and Disney+. There is also news regarding Jeremy Allen's new film, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In the film, White plays Bruce Springsteen, set during a time during the Boss's career when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his critically acclaimed album, Nebraska. In addition to White as Bruce Springsteen, the film stars Jeremy Strong as Springsteen's manager, John Landau, and Stephen Graham as Springsteen's father. The film is based on Warren Zane's book of the same title. Deliver Me From Nowhere will hit theaters October 24th of this year. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media, where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night, and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Weapon. Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4, much less a 5, but it's happening, and it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right. The former late night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more rain on the way today. In fact, we could end up with another quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down this evening. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.